For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, look, yesterday we were having a chat. Of course, this fog, this mist has been embarking over our city over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And yesterday we were having a bit of a chat about it, and I said this.
Bit foggy out there. Normally that's what you'd hear on the Brekkie show, you know, a bit foggy over here on the West Gate. No, it's 5 o'clock, middle of May, and it's foggy at night.
Do you know what that often does mean? Dracula's coming to town. So worried about that, just to make everyone a little bit alarmed.
Hopefully it's the count. Yeah, I was hoping you'd bring this up because there was a moment where you said in full earnestness, yes, this actually often does mean the return of the one of the most scary ghouls in human literature, Dracula, a vampire, the lead vampire. And you said it like it was just like, yeah, and the V-line's also backed up today, so expect delays, you know?
Yeah, now look, It's not likely.
Freaking mean.
It's not likely, but it's not ruled out.
Okay.
Now, I've had a bit of a look into Dracula's lore to sort of...
Goes hard. It's a banger.
Yeah, just to check, just to make sure that we're in the clear. And I can tell you with my results, I'm not too sure.
All right, so... Yesterday you said, from memory, you were like, oh yeah, like, you know, also just could be the return of Dracula. I was like, yeah, sorry for cutting you off, of course, we all know that. But for some people that aren't me, could you please explain it? Because just because we've had 2 days of fog in Geelong, I don't think, it's not like, I haven't been on Moorabool Street hearing people going, well, shit, tomorrow, you know, third day, are we in trouble?
Yeah, but in your cycles, you know, circles, you know, like for me, I've got different mates to you and we are all thinking different things. Now, of course, the big one is the fog, the mist. Before Dracula sets into any town, a mist falls over. The skies become overcast because Dracula can't go outside into the sun.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so this is a serious scene. This is serious for us to talk about.
I was smiling about something else. I'll focus and give you the attention you deserve.
But I will let you know as well, Dracula comes to town every 100 years. So, Tim, I've taken a look back to the 13th of May, 1926, right here in Australia, to find out what was going on. And things weren't great, okay?
Oh, no. we just rattled out of a war.
Yeah, look, well, obviously war aside, we are looking at some things like an industrial and strike fallout happening right here in Australia. Also, the death of Sir Hugh Dixon, who was a major benefactor and former head of the British Tobacco Co. Now, he passed away apparently on that day, and who's to say it wasn't from Dracula?
Of course. Yes.
Now, he's also known for shape-shifting. What do you see at dusk around here? Bats.
You know they're flying foxes, yeah?
Yeah, and that's part of it too.
Oh, okay.
He can shape-shift into flying foxes as well.
Yep.
There's often a sudden chill in the air when Dracula is around. The temperature has dropped dramatically in the past week.
Yep.
Look.
Oh, we got to the arms very quickly.
Another big one, I mean, usually there's a seduction going around. There's a lot of horny women happening. And you know what? Guilty.
Okay.
Hello, I'm one of them.
Yeah, I know. Something that also hasn't been around for 100 years is your sex life.
Yeah. So. Well, it feels like that, doesn't it? And another one, well, how's the timing? This year, out of all the years, Tame Impala's whipped out a bit of Dracula.
Okay. Run from the sun, it's Dracula.
Do your own research, but be careful.
Ending your manic rants with do your own research.
Tim and Davo.
Just a quick bit of behind the scenes here. I just want to say something. So, like any good high quality television show or radio show, we have a plan every afternoon, Davo, of what we're going to say, right?
Of course.
We have what we call a run sheet. We write down at certain times, we go, hey, this is at 4 o'clock, I want to talk about this. At 6 o'clock, Davo, you want to talk about that, whatever. Today, I've written for this time slot, I give up. But I've realized as we're coming out of this song here, again, live on radio, it's not I give up. I need to change it. I've given up.
Oh, no. It's already happened.
It's happened. So
we can't bring you back from the edge of glory? Or?
No. The edge of glory is totally gone. Sorry, Lady Gaga. I need to talk about rental inspections for a moment.
Okay.
Okay. There was a period in my life where, like, I'll say I used to care about them. Like when you're renting and they would come every 6 months or whatever and they would walk through your house and make sure you just, you know, haven't set the literal place on fire,
mm-hmm.
you would go crazy.
Yeah.
You would be dusting. You would be doing things. You had a meltdown last year. That was the first crisis I saw you in.
No, I got a cleaner in for it because I was worried. I spent $300 on a lady cleaning my studio apartment for no good reason.
Because didn't they... on the day they said, oh, hey, sorry, we're not coming today.
Yeah, so then I ended up having to clean it myself anyway.
But so tomorrow where my wife and I are living in Armstrong Creek, we've got a rental inspection, right? And they send you an email, like I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks in advance. They do all the stuff they do. Again, the real estate agent that we go through, they're great to us, whatever. Fearing a rental increase from the owners of the house,
of course.
But that's life. That's just life. Like I send an email begging, actually, and I'm happy to say that. I said, please don't. If you don't have to, please don't. Because we love living here. We take good care of the place. Please don't put up our rent.
I don't know that I could justify spending more on this studio apartment. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's like I didn't get an email when my rent goes up. I don't get an email from, you know, the general manager of radio going, oh, hey, we heard the news. We're just going to bump it up a little bit to match, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone that has jobs, this doesn't happen.
I feel like if I can touch every wall by standing there with my arms spread, then I shouldn't have to pay more.
Famously long arms, though, so that's hard, hard to police. But and what I love is that it's not just I've given up. My beautiful darling wife's given up
too. Oh, no. You both can't be in the same boat.
Because she used to be like, no, we've got to do the dusting. And, like, obviously, with the cleaning the bathrooms and all the stuff and keeping the backyard if you've got one, you do all the things that you need to do. Again, if there's any damages, if you're a good tenant, you let them know. You go, hey, this has happened, whatever. But when I said to my – I reminded my wife, I've been slowly doing some tidying. She's, like, got a real job, so she's quite busy. And I was like, hey, I've been doing this. Tomorrow is when I need to do these last few things, but I'm not doing – dusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, getting out bleach. I'm not. I'll mow the lawns. I'm not edging anymore.
No.
I'm not edging tomorrow. I'm not doing all the bells and whistles.
Mm.
And she went, good. And I'm like, yes, we're there. It's taken 10 years of living together, but we're there. She's given up as well. And this is fine, right?
Have you ever been there when they have inspected the actual house?
This is how sick and twisted I was. I used to make it go out of my way to make sure I was there. Now I'll literally leave the front door unlocked and open, go in there, have a look, get out.
Well, this is the thing. As you know, I stressed about it last year, cleaned the whole house, had the cleaner come in, then I cleaned the whole house again when they rescheduled. But then when I was there for the inspection, she walked in, looked around and left. They don't care that much. They're right.
And I just wanted to share this really important message today.
Give up.
It's okay to give up when it comes to the extra effort for rental inspections. They get it.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Because the Eurovision Song Contest is currently taking place. It kicked off this morning in Vienna, Austria.
Yeah, this is so exciting. It's their 70 years of Eurovision. And today we are very excited to be joined by Danny Estrin over the phone.
Danny, you are live in Vienna. Now, we cannot wait to talk about your story. You are an Australian representative judge. Good afternoon / good morning. It's like loosely 10 o'clock in Austria at the moment.
It is indeed. Good morning, Vienna, and good evening, Australia. It's lovely to be here with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. As we said, it's Eurovision's 70-year celebration. How does it feel being part of such a huge milestone?
It's amazing, and especially being on this side of the microphone. It's a different kind of pressure. The pressure is a little bit less than being a performer in 2023, but it's just so amazing. It's being part of this process, being part of the whole experience. I've been a Eurovision fan my whole life. I've seen it as a fan. I've seen it as a performer, and now I'm getting to commentate for SBS, and just a dream come true. It keeps getting better.
It's on SBS and SBS On Demand exclusively from today until the 17th of May. And Danny, for people that didn't know, you've had a long history of Eurovision. You petitioned for years for your band Voyager to play there. And in 2023, like you mentioned, you did. Your song Promise, we've got a snippet of it here. It's gonna be all right. Oh. And it's just epic. You know, I'm sure a young man from Perth's dream to one day play there. You got to live that dream out. Can you take us back to the process of petitioning once Australia got included in Eurovision to then be even performing on the stage only a few years ago?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it all started with, you know, being in Perth, very isolated, and thinking, oh, you know, heavy metal can't be on Eurovision. And then Lordi from Finland won in 2006. I was like, well, maybe. And then Australia became part of Eurovision in 2015 with Guy Sebastian. I was like, hang on a minute. Heavy metal can be part of it. Australia can be part of it. Well, why can't we be a part of it? And then we started this kind of petition, and then our song was kind of shortlisted for Australia Decides, the internal selection process. And then we were selected to be the representative. I just couldn't believe it. And then we won our semi-final and then got top 10 spot. It just kept getting better and better. Like, what a journey. And what a journey for a little Perth heavy metal band to hit the world stage and all of a sudden played 160 million people.
Wow.
Mate, as a heavy metal fan, it is so cool to see it take the world stage and you guys pioneers right there at Eurovision. What an absolute ripper. How's the vibe compared to, I mean, you guys were in Liverpool in 2023 for Eurovision. How's the vibe in Vienna compared to Liverpool?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, Liverpool, the vibe was as a performer, as an artist, you know, so you're just being passed around. We did about 660 interviews, but, you know, the bubble, the kind of unity between the artists, the sort of the beautiful party atmosphere here where it's really just all about music, that's still here and that's been true. That translates to every single city, wherever you are. You know, I've been to a number of contests now and that vibe is always the same. It's like this big Eurovision family. And it's really, really, really nice to be in Vienna. They've put on a beautiful show. Vienna is an incredibly beautiful city. Wherever you look, everything's just really, really nice and old and you know, and beautiful. So it's just, it's 100% beautiful.
This morning on SBS, a lot of Aussies got to wake up and check it out. And I think maybe especially for in your Voyager theme, like we've today been listening to Serbia's song.
Ooh, yeah.
We've got another snippet of it here.
Oh.
Like, how do you remain unbiased? As you said, a bit of a metalhead. Like, there's obviously Eurovision, it's got all the different facets. There's the super pop, there's the metal, there's the whole kit and caboodle. Like, as a judge now, how do you find yourself? Like, are you leaning towards countries like Serbia?
Well, look, I have to say, you know, SBS want me to continue being, you know, giving impartial commentary, but it's very difficult. Like, when I, you know, I get a little giddy when I hear some big riffs and big breakdowns and big growls. It's like, you know, this is my jam. This is awesome. And in fact, we had this beautiful moment yesterday where I was sitting backstage and one of the guys from the Serbian band actually came up and said, hey, I just want to let you know, you guys were an inspiration for us to actually try out for Eurovision. We didn't think it was possible. And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. I mean, obviously, we're a metal band, so you know we can't have anything nice.
No.
But it was just these nice moments where, and metal is such a theatrical form of entertainment. It's totally belongs on the Eurovision stage.
Actually, could you rank these in order of danger? Maybe Eurovision fans, heavy metal fans, or you're a Perth boy. What about Perth drivers?
A Perth driver is 100%. Perth drivers are right. Completely lethal. Then you've probably got Eurovision fans, like they're an intense bunch. And then heavy metal fans are very well behaved. Yes, there's the occasional wall of death, but you know, whatever.
Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing a wall of death, maybe at Delta Goodrum's performance of Eclipse. Now, we heard that just in
totally.
A moment. Now, that's Australia's entrant, Delta Goodrum. I think when it was announced, everyone was like, what? Like, she's the girl from Ramsey Street and she's done it all, but now she literally has. She's going to be playing Eurovision in the next few days. She's a favourite. Like, talk us through Delta Goodrum's chances of winning Eurovision, Danny.
Do you know what? They're pretty good. I mean, we came second with Dami Im in 2016. I think they're really good. The chatter on the street is, oh, you know, everyone, it's in their top three. They love Delta. And then when they saw the first rehearsal, they're like, this is incredible. Her voice is phenomenal. The staging is very Eurovision. It's big. It's glitzy. The song's great. It's, you know, it ticks all the boxes and the checklist of what a Eurovision song should be. So I actually think we're in for a really, really good chance.
That's crazy. I mean, wheel out the Queen of Australia to get her to get the job done, I reckon. She's got a very good chance. And the song is a ripper.
Absolutely, yeah. So I reckon we're just going to have to try to find a venue. Yeah, how's Geelong looking these days? Can we host Eurovision there?
For sure.
Why are you even asking like we're going to say anything other than yes, Danny?
Exactly. Correct answer.
What's the crowds like over there? Because over here in Australia, being a heavy metal legend, I mean, a lot of the gigs now, they have signage up there, no wall of death, no moshing allowed, no moshing allowed, which I just think is outrageous. What are they doing over in Europe? Are they still letting it rip or what?
Oh, you know, we're heavy metal fans. We can't read, so we don't really look at those signs. You know, We're just all cavemen drongos. We're a sophisticated bunch. Now, look, the audiences here, they're actually quite reserved and quite tame compared to heavy metal. You know, I sort of want to get there and shake people up a bit, because in the stadium, what they're faced with is just this incredible performance. I think people are just gobsmacked by the show that they're watching. You know, there's like 28 cameras. There's like 48,000 LEDs. There's stuff happening left, right, and centre. There's fireworks. There's pyros. There's lasers. They don't know where to look. I think you're just sitting there going, well, I can't move. I'm just mesmerised by the performance in front of me.
Well, I think Aussies, especially in the last 10 years or so since Australia's got to be included, we're all about Eurovision. Again, exclusively on SBS and SBS On Demand from today until the 17th of May, the Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna, Austria. Danny Eshren, Australia's representative judge, we really appreciate the early morning phone call from you and the very late afternoon phone call to us. So thank you very much and have the best time at Eurovision.
Totally appreciate it. And thank you for being on the bus to Eurovision with us.
Go Delta.
Go Delta.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.